Newstalk said Bean.
Hello, my beautiful beanies, and welcome to The Bean for Friday. First with yesterday's news, I am Glenn Hart, and we are looking back at Thursday. We need to talk about what Greg O'Connor's been saying as part of his campaign. I don't know how helpful it is for the party he actually belongs to. People just aren't going to CBDs anymore. Is that what's happening? There's a fire risk. You better believe it. And speaking of keeping things hot and spicy, sauce talk. I wonder who's talking sauces in the podcast. I wonder. But before any of that, Axe education policy, a discussion point yesterday. I think what they're wanting to do is they want all schools to teach everything the same way. Probably not such a bad idea, I suppose.
What do you consider are the most important issues that we're facing and that we have to deal with? There is so much that needs to be done by the next government. Where would you list the priorities? Where would you start? What do you consider are the most important issues we're facing, and who do you think is doing a better job of presenting the best management plan for getting us back to where we should be? We have fallen so far behind what we expect ourselves to be and where we expect ourselves to be. What's the best way of getting our groove back, really? Putting us up there with some of the best in the world. I remember doing a show where you had to look for the 100 greatest New Zealanders. So many of them came from teeny tiny towns and teeny tiny rural schools. But their education gave them the opportunity to stand among the best in the world and in fact be the best in the world.
I really think we get too carried away with this whole education thing. Don't we all just want those kids to go away from us for as long as possible every day? Let's not ask too many questions about what they're up to. Just go away.
Newstalk, Zed Bean.
I wonder if the Labour Party want Greg O'Connor to just go away at the moment. He's desperate to stay as an MP, but he's probably too far down the list for that avenue to work, so he needs to win his seat.
Greg's also been saying, unlike the rest of the candidates, I'm standing electorate only. As in, what that sounds like is, don't bother with party vote Labour, just give electorate vote Greg. I mean, that's pretty selfish. He's basically just saying to hell with trying to help his colleagues get back in. He just cares about getting himself back in. Now, the reason that he will be doing that, right, if that is what he is really doing, and that's what it sounds like he's doing, if that's really what he's doing, he is debranding. He's removing the Labour Party brand from himself because it's toxic. Now, I know the Labour Party brand is toxic because a party doesn't get to sit in the mid-20s while they're still in government without the brand being fairly toxic. But I have to admit, I didn't realise it was toxic enough for Greg to want to disassociate himself from Labour. But obviously, he has made the decision that asking for the Labour Party vote as well will turn the voters off, and so he's just got to go hell for leather for himself. Well, good luck to Greg with this. As I say, credit for being honest. Not sure his colleagues are going to feel the same way, because if this works, it's going to be a rough 3 years after this, because who's going to want to be mates in caucus with a guy who sold you out on the campaign trail and made the result even worse?
Could it just be that he is, you know, really keen to be an advocate for his electorate and will do whatever it takes to be a voice for them? And Sorry, it's a silly thing to say.
Newstalk Zed Bean.
Hey, what's with people just being too scared to go to CBDs these days?
Sarah reported that the Auckland restaurateur who's close to the site of Monday's fatal bus stop stabbing in Auckland's Albany is worried people are afraid to come out to the area to eat after the second violent attack on innocent members in recent months. The other one was the axe-wielding man, remember that, attacking diners? There was also a 16-year-old at the same bus stop who said she got punched in the head and had her shoes stolen. She says she'll never take the bus again. And they wonder why we don't take public transport in Auckland. But it made me think about the suburbs versus the CBD, because Auckland's struggling too. A bar and restaurant owner in the CBD told Mike's show this week that there are fewer, our behaviours basically have dramatically changed. Fewer people in the office, fewer people in town, we don't do after-work drinks anymore, people just want to go home. And, I mean, she added the obvious point that Auckland City obviously feels dangerous to a lot of people these days, and it's largely inaccessible by car, so you're on foot, which means if it rains, you're not going to bother. In fact, she said when it rains, 50% don't turn up to a function they've RSVP'd. They're too worried the train or the ferry will be cancelled or the harbour bridge shut, which is a good point. That seems to be what Auckland Transport does. So none of this surprises me about Auckland, but I do wonder about other CBDs. I often hear from people saying the problem in other CBDs, Wellington and Christchurch, not so much the patronage, but more so the ownership. The bar or restaurant owners wanting people out because the owner wants to shut up or staff need to get home. We had a 1 p.m. lunch in Christchurch the other day for four of us. At 2:30, the waitress put the bill on the table and said, "We're closing now." But I reckon the post-lockdown bounce back for us is taking so much longer than other countries. You know, go to Europe, London, parts of America, even Australia, you'll see CBDs bouncing back to a far more vibrant scene than what we've got going on, which makes me wonder if we've actually changed for good now. You know, is this who we are now? People who just want to go home, stay home, drink at home, socialise at home. Suburban bars and cafes must be benefiting from all this. People seem happy to stay local. So maybe that's where the trend's gone. But if our CBDs have seen their best days and this is now it, then I reckon that's quite sad.
I still think we're missing a marketing opportunity here. I mean, in a country that's known for, you know, extreme tourism, you know, your bungee jumping and your speed boating and your blackwater rafting and all that sort of stuff, I still think that there's a real opportunity for, you know, extreme, you know, dining out at night. You know, 'cause you never know what you're going to see. You could get murdered, could get assaulted. You know, it's possibly even more dangerous than skydiving or kite surfing. You know what I mean?
News Talk ZBeen.
What is dangerous and getting more so is the risk of fire in certain places of the country. That's what they were talking about in the afternoon show yesterday.
I've been a volunteer firefighter for many years.
Yep.
And this particular season coming up is going to be really quite intense in terms of the fuel loads and the sheer volume that will be in the forestry blocks and whatnot to burn. Mm. Just because we've had such a wet season and the growth has been so rich, man, it's going to be a crazy season coming up. And so in terms of the fireworks, naturally I'm against them anyway, not only from a fighter's point of view, but also from a animal point of view. But I mean, just in terms of the preparation that New Zealand and people in the public could be doing, I do think it could be better, and New Zealand could probably needs to catch up a bit more. You've got these carbon forests that have been planted, and as far as I'm aware, they have absolutely no regulation around them in terms of fire breaks, fire control or anything.
Mm. What happens with the slash? I mean, obviously that got talked about a lot and the damage it did in floods, but then when it's left where it is and dries out, does that become a fuel load as well?
Huge, yeah. So what can happen is... not only can, so if you have a significant scrub fire, bushfire, wherever that may be, forestry block, slash block, skid site, whatever, what it can do is burn under the ground in the slash for months on end.
Mm.
Months on end, even up to years, it can keep burning in those slash piles under the ground. That's especially when they pile them into the ground and then they pile the slash on top of the slash and it just becomes a nightmare.
Yeah.
Isn't it amazing? I don't know about you, but I didn't know anything about slash. I'm not talking about the Guns N' Roses guy. Until the whole you know, business in Hawke's Bay and Bay and around Gisborne and all around there. Until all that business, I'd never heard of slash before, and now it seems to be the source of all our problems. So, yeah, we should probably get rid of it, I guess.
News Talk, ZBeen.
From hot places to hot sources, it's Source Talk ZB, courtesy of Marcus.
Marcus, in our house, we just call it Winchester Sauce. The late Majesty QE2 issued royal warrants to Lee and Perrin HP Sauce and Coleman's Old English Mustard. Marcus met the Kum Kee family once. The grandfather invented oyster sauce by total mistake, like burnt it, made a fortune. By the way, that guy going about sriracha sauce, right? I don't think he was right. I didn't say any of that on Wikipedia was true, but oh well. Barker's balsamic mint sauce, beautiful with roast lamb and lamb chops. So it's condiment wars. So what would you die in a ditch for? Would it be H&P or Lee and Perrins? Or Tabasco. That's my one. I just like that tiny little bottle, I think. But mind you, I'm new on the condiments kind of roller coaster. The grandmother always had Lee and Perrins or HP sauce. I think she was from, I don't know where she was from, actually. Wales, maybe. Well, I think near Liverpool, maybe up that part of the country.
I like a hot sauce. We came back with a tropical hot sauce. So it was kind of like sweet and hot from Rarotonga. And yeah, that's pretty good. Why do they come in such little bottles? I mean, if you... That's what I don't... What's that about? Is it like... Is it supposed to be some kind of warning? You know, don't use too much of this. We're only going to give it to you in a little bottle. Otherwise, you're going to get carried away and blow your head off. Anyway, I'm Glenn. That has been News Talk ZB. We'll be back with more hot topics for you on Monday with the weekend edition. See you then. News Talk ZB.